This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now it's over to you, Jax.
Thank you. We do have a special guest on the line.
That's right. You're being Joy Drive sports correspondent.
That's right.
I like that.
So Luke Heckendorf, Macquarie University Campus Life Diversity, Equity, Inclusion and Belonging Lead. So Luke's got an extensive experience in diversity inclusion roles, having worked with Football Australia, Touch Football Australia and the National Rugby League. Obviously, he's in New South Wales. Proud ally and passionate about creating accessible, inclusive spaces for everyone. And that is what we're going to be talking about, the great work that Macquarie University, which is a proud member of Proud in Sport, are doing. Did you know they have achieved platinum tier status, becoming the first sports organisation in Australia to do so? Hi, Luke. How are you going?
I'm very well. Thanks very much for that introduction, Jack.
now, Luke, you're going to release an updated LGBTQ plus inclusion policy, I understand. What's changed? Why is this policy important for a university sport at Macquarie?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on. We're about to release our updated LGBTQ plus inclusion policy. It's really an update from our policy, which was first released back in 2020. It feels like a lifetime ago. COVID. I think there was a bit of work done during that time on policy whilst there was a bit of shutdown. So we're looking at releasing an updated policy, which has a lot of updated terminology. Things move quickly in this space. We're also making sure that policy in its scope includes the intersex community, and it also articulates what we deem homophobia, biphobia and transphobia to be, and what having a zero tolerance stance means to these phobias, because we hear quite often organisations saying we have a zero tolerance stance, and we've actually called out exactly what we feel a zero tolerance stance is.
Good.
What is a zero tolerance stance?
So our zero tolerance stance is basically it's a reaffirmed commitment to taking action, immediate action, to any form of discrimination. And in this context, it's around homophobia, biphobia and transphobia.
Love it.
So what sort of action would be taken?
So what we're looking at the moment is everything will be deemed based on the severity of what's taken place. So depending on what's happened, we will ensure that we'll take an action and making sure that we at Macquarie University stand up for our values to ensure that everyone feels welcome no matter who they are and how they identify.
Luke, are you going to go and talk to some of the other sporting codes next? I think you should.
So as part of this, what we've done, we have developed this policy in partnership with Pride in Sport, and as part of it, we have basically given Pride in Sport and any other sporting organisation the go-ahead to take our policy, utilise it, use it, copy it, do what you need to do, because we want to make sure that the work that we're doing isn't just on our campus, it's taken out to all different sports as well.
That's fantastic. Awesome.
And just to close, can you tell us about the Pride in Sport Platinum Project, which is a result of being Platinum Tier status?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to hit Platinum Tier status, and as part of that, we were given the opportunity to undertake a Platinum Project. So our project is focusing on identifying barriers to participation in sport and physical activity for the LGBTQ plus community in a university context. So as part of what I wanted to talk to you about today was, if there's anyone out there who has a connection to any university in Australia and you feel that you'd like to assist us with identifying barriers to sport and physical activity in a university context, we're putting the call out. Our survey for our project is still open, and we're just looking to gain as much insight into what the barriers are. And then once we've identified those barriers, we'll be looking to remove those and also just help develop tools for other universities, including ourselves, all across Australia.
And is there a link on your website that people can take part in that survey?
Yes, there is. So if you head to sport.mq.edu.au, we have all the information around our LGBTQ plus inclusion policy and also for our Platinum Project. And what I'll do is I'll send that link through to you so you can have that up on your website for any of your listeners who might be interested in assisting us making sport more inclusive across universities across Australia.
Awesome. And I'll also pop that on the game on Instagram feed.
For your last show, yeah. Jax, Luke, Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks very much.
Catch you later.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.